the next 60 minutes. Fifi Box, in depth, one-on-one with her pals. I spent
it with you. Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkinson.
G'day, I'm Patty Mills.
Hi, I'm Zara Larson.
I'm Samuel Johnson.
Catherine Kelly Lang.
I'm Rebecca Gibney.
This is
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Boxed In with me this week. How good is this? I have the one and only Dave Hughes. Hughesy, welcome to Boxed In.
Fifi, thanks for having me. I've been a long time admirer of yours, and I'm very happy to be here with you.
Well, ditto right back at you. And I can now say this because we're now at the same network. See, it's like when you know someone in the industry and you're never crossing paths because you're never in the same radio station. Now, I get to just walk past your office every day. Tell me more, Hughesy.
We will
Tell
hang out.
Tell me that
out.
Joke.
Let's hang out.
Yeah,
you know?
let's hang out. Stick around. More with the hilarious Dave Hughes after this.
It's Boxed In with Fifi Box. In depth, one-on-one with her pals.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Hughesy's in the studio. Okay, well, let's start here now because we are talking, of course, about Hughesy. We have a problem.
Yes.
Tuesday, 8:30, Channel 10, and obviously across the WIN network all
Absolutely.
Around Australia.
It's after your night on the project, yeah?
Correct. Well,
Tuesday night.
I insisted I was some part of a warm-up, some part of your show. So, at the very least, I could just be sit on the project desk in that fourth chair.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk through the concept because we have a problem. So, because everyone has a problem.
Absolutely. So, the concept really comes from my stand-up, as in my whole stand-up basically is talking about my own problems. And a lot of them are minor, or some of them are more than minor. So, but I think everyone basically goes through the same experiences.
Yes.
So, and to be able to share, what I love is when my friends, say, for example, have a bad stand-up comedy gig and they, like, die horribly on stage, some of them, the first thing they do is ring me because they know that I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and I love hearing about other people's disasters. So, so to do a TV show where you get to hear about people's issues, people's problems, and then everyone has a laugh because life is funny and things are funny when things go wrong. I mean, winning's not funny. Losing is funny.
It's so true because actually life is quite sad and depressing at times, but if you think somebody's sad or more depressing than you with bigger problems, it does. It's great. It lifts you.
Absolutely.
Makes you feel better.
I heard of Roger Federer after the Australian Open. He wins the Australian Open. It's his 20th Grand Slam. He's like, everyone says he's the GOAT. You know, he's the greatest of all time. And actually on that, my wife thought he was called the goat because he looked like one of those half goat, half men. You know those ones on Narnia?
A minotaur.
Yes.
Yes. He is a little bit minotaurish.
She honestly thought that he looked like a minotaur and that's why everyone called him goat.
And I said, no, see it.
It's greatest of all time. But anyway, after the Australian Open, he was talking about how nervous he was on the day of the final and how he was freaking out and how he thought he was going to lose and he was lucky to win. And to hear someone like that with, you know, $200 million worth of prize money freaking out, it makes you relax about your own life.
It does. Mm. Isn't it that thing? What's that German term, Schadenfreude?
Yeah, Schadenfreude, yeah.
Schadenfreude. It is a bit of that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's sort of, but also I just think you want to know that everyone is vulnerable.
Yes.
And everyone is vulnerable.
Yes. Hughesy's with me for the whole hour. We've got a lot more to cover, so stick around.
It's Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back. I'm Fifi Box. Boxed In with me this week, Dave Hughes. You obviously are very happily in your marriage with your wonderful, beautiful children.
Yes.
But to be a broadcaster, you have to be vulnerable at times.
Yep.
And your partner has to expect that. And I'm in a new relationship and he's going, why are you talking about that on the radio? So I'm working through that. But I even know recently you did something to your beautiful wife, Holly.
Yes.
You shared her mobile phone number nationally.
I did on Twitter. She'd sent me a little story involving our two girls. Well, I've got a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old. And the 6-year-old, they were talking about the strengths. Everyone has different strengths. Six-year-old said her strengths were gymnastics, and she said to her 5-year-old sister, the 6-year-old said, your strengths are eating chocolate and saying the word bum. And apparently the 5-year-old looked at her sister, really, really serious look on her face, and said, you're right. So she was happy that that were her strengths. Oh, that's a great little story. My wife texted that story to me. I thought I could type that story out myself, or I could just take a screenshot of the text message and put that photo on Twitter. And I did without realising that she'd rang me a few minutes earlier and had left her phone number when it says, you've missed call from such and such number. And so her phone number went out on Twitter. I've got apparently 750,000 Twitter followers, but she received one text message and one phone call. So.
She'd have to be disappointed in that.
I was disappointed.
I know.
She was happy. I'm like, oh, God, oh, I wanted your phone to go in a meltdown.
Have you ever in your broadcasting career crossed the line, or what was the worst trouble you got into with Holly? Or actually anyone in your family? Because, well, I've had to send my mum flowers before.
Yeah, I get in trouble with my wife when I talk about people she knows. I once talked about her ex-boyfriend, you know, and she wasn't happy. No. I'm like, he broke up with you. You should be happy that I'm talking about him. So, because he was a windsurfer, and anyway.
Oh, no, you're talking about him again. Stop it.
You know what? Funny story with that guy. I was running around the Tan running track recently, and someone came up to me and said, "Remember me?" And I said, "No." And he goes, I won't say his name, but
yeah.
I'm your." And I said, "Oh, yeah, you're my wife's ex." And then he said to me, "You don't go too bad for an old model." He called me an old model because apparently I jogged past him.
No.
You don't get too bad for an old model.
And he's a windsurfer.
He's a windsurfer.
Windsurfers don't get to say that. Hughesy's Boxed In. More with Hughesy coming up.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Delighted to have Hughesy in for a chat. You are arguably Australia's most successful, most loved comedian.
Well, look, Carl Barron sells more tickets than I do, but whatever. There's more than that. A lot of people are successful, but can say that, yeah.
But do you ever suffer from, because there's a Hughesy that walks down the street to get the milk. There's that's checking into the airport.
Yeah.
How do you go when someone walks up, hey, be funny? Because, well, I find you guys get that all the time.
I do. I don't worry about it. I used to worry about it more when I was at a party and I wasn't well known, and I was, you know, when you start comedy, often you're on the dole. So, and you want to say you're a comedian, but you're not really getting paid. So when back then, and then people would say, "You're a comedian, I've never heard of you, be funny." Yeah. Now, if they know me, you know, I'd be funny. No, I'm not being funny.
Yeah, no.
And then they'll laugh at that. They'll go, "Oh, that's funny."
He's been rude to me and insensitive, and I love it. Yeah. Okay, what about worst gig?
Probably in Edinburgh many years ago. There's a late night show at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland, and it's called Late and Live. And on the ad, it goes, "Come to the comedy abattoir," you know, the home of thousands of slain comedians. And I was naive and very early on in my career and had no idea what that really meant. And a guy called Ross Noble, very good comedian, was the MC that night, and he was giving me a pep talk. Someone had pulled out, so they let me go on first. I wasn't meant to be on the bill. So he's having given me a pep talk backstage. He goes, "Just relax out there. Just relax. No matter what happens, relax." I'm going, "Mate, it's a comedy gig. What could go wrong?" I've walked out stage and I opened my mouth and about 200 people just started the chant, "F off, Aussie, F off."
Nice.
So, I mean, that's hard to do comedy when 200 people are just chanting, which is racist.
I know.
Just my poor old accent.
You can't help it.
So, but on that crowd, I remember just after a while of them chanting, I said, "You people disgust me." And they laughed at that. So they actually laughed.
Did you slay?
I didn't
slay.
No, I couldn't do any material whatsoever. All I could say was, "You people disgust me." And that sort of went well, but it wasn't great. The whole thing was traumatic.
Do you enjoy hecklers, or is that annoying at a gig?
You enjoy a couple of heckles, but when people are so drunk that they don't know what they're saying, you know. I was doing a gig and there was someone in the balcony who was just yelling stuff out, and then I thought they were going to fall off the balcony, and I was sort of hoping they did. I didn't want them to kill anyone underneath, but if they could just topple off the balcony and basically get knocked out so that they could get dragged out of the venue. So, if they're too drunk, you don't want to hear from them. But every now and again, a funny heckle. A laugh is a laugh. And if someone else gets a laugh at my expense,
it helps.
I'm happy.
It's Boxed In with Fifi Box. In depth, one-on-one with her pals.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Hughesy's in the studio. Getting to know you better, Hughesy, and know where all this came from. You being so hilariously funny, pursuing this career. When did you realise I might be funny and I'm going to give this a crack and I'm going to get up on stage?
I've got a distinct memory of being, I reckon, 12 or 13, just lying in bed and just thinking, I want to be a comedian. And I really remember thinking, being grateful, I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell anyone for years, but in my mind I was concocting the plan from then, from about 12 or 13,
really?
I want to be a comedian.
So what was that plan?
I didn't really have a plan. I didn't spend much time concocting it, but... I did once, I got on a public radio back in my hometown. I put in for a show. So, yeah, so
really?
1 hour a week on a Friday night, and they gave me a show. This is in a small country town.
How old were you?
I would have been 20 then, so the plan had been very slow in cooking. But I remember on the night the show was meant to start, I was at the pub, and I said to a couple of mates, "Oh, God, I'm meant to do a radio show tonight." And well, we were too drunk, so we couldn't drive there. So we got another guy to drive us to the to the radio station, this, you know, this community station. And when we walked in there, and I got, and the guy, the people doing the show before us, I said to him, "I got no idea how to use this
studio.
Can you hang around and just press some buttons so we can go on air?" And I swear to God, the first song I played was Deborah Conway's "It's Only the Beginning."
Get out! Played, I used to love that.
Yeah, I bumped into on New Year's Eve. I bumped into Deborah Conway with my children walking down the street, and I said, "Deborah Conway." I played your song on my first ever radio show, and she was reasonably impressed. And I'm trying to tell the kids, I said to the kids, "This is Deborah Conway." My kids are young, and I put their song on in the car.
What is the most your kids have been impressed by? Because I've got Trixie's four now, and you know, Rihanna doesn't mean much to her. Britney, you know, Taylor Swift doesn't mean anything. What have you realised? Oh, my kids now think I'm cool. Or have they ever thought you were cool?
I don't think they think I'm cool, but they're happy to, like, oh, this is a fun, my five-year-old had a birthday party the other day, and my wife had a makeup station so that they could do their own face painting. And so, but my six-year-old said to her mum, "You come and I'll do your face paint." So my wife is sitting there, and the six-year-old's Sadie is doing her face paint, and Sadie's going, "Ooh, look at Princess Holly. She's going to the ball with Dave Husey Hughes." So already my six-year-old is negging her mother about the fact that she's a gold digger, basically.
That's really funny.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Okay, Husey, we have a problem. I just said that as if it wasn't the title of the show.
Well, that's good.
That is brilliant.
That is brilliant.
That will work for marketing. So Tuesday nights, 8:30, what guests can we expect to see coming up on the show?
Well, I've got to mention Kate Lambrook, my radio co-host, because I did an interview on the Big Bash a couple of weeks ago, and they said, "Who's on the show?" And I didn't mention her, and I got in massive trouble. So Kate Lambrook is really good on the show. Most of Australia's Fiona O'Loughlin features on the show. She's doing so well in the jungle.
Smashed it.
Yeah.
Like every episode, she's the highlight.
Absolute genius. She talks about the fact that she was in a coma. She was in a coma. She nearly died recently.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. She's had many issues, Fiona, and which is thankfully she pushed, she got through there. But I love Fiona O'Loughlin.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
And so many great. We've tried to get you on. We'll get you on eventually.
Get me on.
We've tried to get you on. You weren't available.
When I was doing another show. Yeah.
Yes, all right. but a lot of Australia.
I'd love to come on.
Yeah, well, we're going to have you on. A lot of Australia's best comedians are on the show. So every episode we've filmed so far, I've bloody loved. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's so good to have you, obviously, on the TV, your own show, Husey, We've Got a Problem, and Husey and Kate around the Hit Network nationally every afternoon. Dave Hughes, what an absolute thrill having you boxed in with me this afternoon.
Thank you, Fifi.
Fifi Box in depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.